Bienvenidos, este es su programa
Charlando con la Raza.
Y estamos aquí con Xochitl Cabrera en el estudio. Hola, Xochitl.
Hello.
Jessica Eden en los controles y tenemos hoy, ¡ay! Tenemos invitados. Voy a presentarles a Tayden. Hola, Tayden.
Hola, ¿cómo está?
Bien, gracias. Vamos a hacer esta entrevista bilingüe para todos ustedes. Quédense con nosotros en Radio Bilingüe. Esto es Charlando con la Raza y vamos a hablar con Tayden sobre los negocios. Vamos a emprender negocios aquí en esta hora de charlando y vamos a recibir pequeños consejos para aquellas personas que tienen deudas, que somos varias en el condado. Pues Tayden tal vez nos va a dar algún consejo práctico para empezar a resolver estos problemas. Así que nos arrancamos en inglés y esperamos que esta conversación sea de utilidad. Quédense en Charlando con la Raza. Tayden, you want to talk to us about the organization where you're working. What is this and what is the objective?
Yeah, so I am, thank you for having me, first of all. I am here from the North Coast Small Business Development Center, which is located in Eureka. And at this point, the Small Business Development Center, it serves the community. It provides workshops for people who want to learn more about how to start a business or want to learn any type of nuances in the business that they currently own. We also provide one-on-one free business advising for people. It's free, it's confidential, and you get to spend time talking to people who have been in business for years. Some of them currently own businesses or are experts at different fields.
Excellent. Where are you located? Where people can find you?
We are located in the Prosperity Center at 520 E Street in Eureka. It's right behind the parking lot of Starbucks.
Tayden, you want to talk to us about how did you jump on this subject, like finances, debts, money and business? What was your principal interest when you start developing these skills?
In my personal time, when I'm not, an intern at the SBDC, I actually study personal finances because I realized a while ago that I wasn't taught about personal finances, how to manage my own finances. I didn't have a high-paying job, but I still found myself in the same cycles that I lived through my childhood. So I just decided to go and find the tools that I needed so that I didn't relive my past, basically.
And I like that you bring up that it's a cycle, and I completely agree with you because especially for my case, and I see especially in this community, is that you have a bunch of students and just families who don't have access to learning about those resources. Unfortunately, a lot of the families here in Humboldt County are like working class, and when we go to school, we're not taught how to finance, how to budget, and like our families usually again live paycheck to paycheck, and they also themselves don't know how to manage their money. And then when you leave home or go to a higher education, the only way you can get access to that is that if you're like going to that field, or if you know somebody who has connections to somebody else, or that kind of deal. So that kind of excludes a lot of folks from like having this opportunity of learning how to budget, and especially when you're a student, you're trying to just kind of like focus on your school, but at the same time trying to eat food and do right. stuff. It makes it really hard. So I appreciate what you're doing, and I think it's a great idea because people don't usually take the time to look at how their money is gonna affect the rest of their life and stuff like that. And like unfortunately, that way we see life right now in Humboldt County is that like if your landlord decides to raise your rent up for $100, that unfortunately for some people can leave you like homeless or stuff like that. And if you don't have the adequate tools to learn how to budget money, that could be you being placed into a really difficult situation. So yeah
definitely. Going off what you're saying about landlords raising a rent or just some of the local, not local businesses, but some of the services that we use here, so a specific internet company or often internet phone service type of company, they like to raise their prices every year. And that is not something that, your paycheck doesn't get a raise every year all the time. So
yes.
You can't always afford
true.
That.
I know, Tayden, you already mentioned the principal or some of the problems that people is facing in Humboldt County. The rents, the services are rising, and the salaries that not arise in the equivalent. So I want to ask you, what can we do? What would be one principal step for people to maybe stop the debt or just starting to organize their life in order to don't spend all the money?
If I had one advice, a piece of advice to give people, I would say just to know where your money is going. A lot of people like to not look at their bank accounts because it's saddening to see it going lower and lower. People really refuse or don't want to confront those things. So just looking at where your money's going. My favorite exercise, something that I did myself when I started down the path of learning personal finances, was actually printed 6 months worth of my bank statements from the past 6 months. And I went through it with highlighters, and I like highlighted, you know, okay, this was entertainment, this was a bill. And I realized that I was spending almost two times what I was making. And we don't really pay attention to that because you're just spending, you know, and you may get paid a paycheck and you just keep spending it. So just, you know, like I said, really knowing what are you spending the most on and where do you need to cut back?
Awesome. That's a very good advice, I think, because most of the time we just pass the card,
right,
and you are not even realized, well, this is a problem. Tayden, I would like to ask you more about the work you do. Let's make this exercise. I arrived to you guys in your office in Eureka, you say?
Yes, in Eureka.
And I want just to start a business with Xochitl. We want to put a coffee shop, maybe.
Okay.
And we need some training. What could you provide us for these general ideas?
So if you arrived in our center, we would, you know, basically show you the business basic series that we put on in Eureka. And it's a series of four different workshops. The first workshop is planning for success, where we teach you how to write a business plan and what it's important, what are the different ways that you can become incorporated if you want to, you know, do that type of thing. Or our next one is like, you know, teach you how to market, getting your finances in order, and then also teaching you a little bit about accounting. So getting your business's finances in order as well.
This is incredible. This is really, and this is, the workshops are for free as well?
The workshops are actually $30 each.
Okay.
But if you are someone who qualifies, we do offer a scholarship so that you can, you know, access all of our workshops for free.
That's great.
Yes, and that scholarship is actually, once you qualify, it runs for 3 years. So you're able to access any of our workshops for free after that point.
Well, that's good news for everybody that is listening. Charlando con la raza, estamos aquí con Tayden. Y nos está dando el entrenamiento, compañeros, en finanzas. Para aquellos que tienen miedo a entrar a estos temas, como yo, de la economía, que si la bolsa de valores, que yo no entiendo ni papas. Pues aquí está Tayden para explicarnos, dándonos pequeños consejos de lo que podemos hacer. Por ejemplo, conoce dónde está yendo tu dinero, imprime los estados de cuenta y date cuenta, justamente, dónde estás gastando el dinero, dónde hay una fuga de capital, vamos a llamarlo así, más grande, y trata un poco de ahorrar en esos temas. Teda nos está platicando de los talleres que están organizando, que tienen un costo de $30, pero si ustedes aplican a una beca, y si ustedes son elegibles, pueden tener una reducción del costo y pueden aprender, por ejemplo, Planning for Success, que es como planear para el éxito.
Uh-huh.
Cómo hacer marketing, cómo hacer contabilidad en sus negocios. Todos estos temas que solemos relegar a alguien más o solemos pagar para que alguien más los haga, ahora usted puede aprender cómo hacerlos y tener unas finanzas mucho más, limpias, claras, que fluyan de alguna forma. Tayden, quiero que nos acompañes para una segunda parte del programa. Vamos a tener una invitada de una tribu Jupa y creo que va a ser muy interesante para hablar con ella de los servicios que ellos proveen y tal vez podemos cruzar conocimientos y podemos intercambiar consejos para el auditorio.
Sí,
gracias, Tayden. Pues gracias a las personas que se quedaron en Charlando Sintonizados. Como saben, estuvimos con Tayden en la primera parte y ahora damos la bienvenida a Marva y estamos honrados de tenerlos aquí. Muchas gracias por estar en Charlando. Marva, welcome. Welcome to the radio. This is Charlando con la Raza, and I am very sure the Latinx population is going to be honored to follow this show with you. I want to ask you, Marva, well, first, please introduce yourself. What's your group? Where are you coming from?
Da'ilahan, Dedinish Dishwinis, She, Who, She, Cinco Testa Nationally. I come from the villages of Wasek and Wetspoos out of the Yurok tribe, and I'm also enrolled Talwa Dayni. And I come from the village of Neely and Chendon in Munch, where I'm at. Honored to be here.
Thank you. Marva, for us, your face is very, very well known, recognized, because you are active in the social fight, in the defense of all rights, everybody's rights. And I want to ask you about this. What's the current situation on Humboldt County for the indigenous groups?
The current situation regarding issues related to our communities, all of our communities, is pretty high. Intense, actually. There's a lot of different actions that we're trying to get known and made available to the general beyond our area, and to let people know that these things aren't right, that things need to change. And so it's not being the politically correct thing, it's doing the human thing, it's doing a right thing. And so with that, I've been involved with the removal of McKinley, and I know it's on the ballot now, I guess. And so I know there's those people who are really adamant about their real short history, but we've been rooted here since time began, and before Roman time even began. I mean, our testing coming back on our carbon data is dating 15,000 to 18,000 years, and that's conservative. And so we've been living here a long time as a whole people in society, and we're still here today. And so with that comes a lot of struggles, because there's a lot of different things that are happening in our homelands that we don't agree with. And so with that, there's environmental conditions. They're probing to do more offshore oil drilling. That meeting's coming up on August 2nd in Eureka, which we'll be at. The statue, just getting people to be human on that is a big deal. Getting involved and making sure that the Tsurai village site was protected back in January was huge for us, because that was a victory. They actually moved the memorial lighthouse off the damaged village site, and we consider that a big win for us. That brought a lot of people together. A lot of us are working in our communities to bring a lot of healing with internalized oppression and the horizontal oppression that we experience pretty regularly. So those are things that I'm really involved in.
I'm glad to have you here. You know, every guest that we have in here is amazing, and I'm so thankful for getting to meet all these great people. And one question that I had for you all is you're involved obviously in a lot of events and stuff like that. I know it's kind of like, for some people, it's not like realistic, but for you, like, what does a better world look like? Like, I know we all fight here for unity. We've all like been involved with some sort of action in which we're trying to fight for human rights, and especially for the rights of those who voices who don't obviously get represented and stuff like that. So for you, being a local here or being like a member of this community, like, what is something that you would like to see happen in Humboldt County? What is a better future look like for you here?
I think that something powerful that would be, we were talking about like doing this honorary tax with businesses, where they would recognize the homelands that they're on, and they would pay this like honorary tax. It doesn't have to be some crazy amount of money, but just to recognize where you're at. I think that's really important, because I think that a lot of people get lost in where they're at. Like, to really be conscious of that is a big deal, and especially for Native people who are living in our homeland still and trying to maintain them and keep them healthy. That would be a powerful thing for the business owners in Humboldt County and Delaware County to engage in, and just be just a token of that respect. And so I think that would be powerful. A well community to me is our community healing from a lot of the different things that we've been attacked on at every level of every institution, right? We survived all that. I don't want us to be survivors. I want us to be thrivers. I want us to be thriving. I don't want to be stuck in that internalized oppression stuff that there's so many layers of it. And I'm not saying, oh, we can just get over it in one day, but there's got to be steps where we can heal from these different things that we've experienced, because that trauma still is there. But there's also that resiliency that I feel like is passed to us in our blood and our DNA. And that's why we fast. That's why we pray. That's why we sing. That's why we dance, is to get these messages and to carry those forward, you know, because some people believe that, oh, that way's gone. It's not. It's still alive in our blood, and it's still alive in our DNA, and it comes to us in visions and when we're fasting. And so I believe that medicine is still alive, and I think it's powerful. And a well community to me also is someone who's strong in their identity and isn't afraid to stand up for who we are. I mean, we have to. If we don't, then look what's going on now. I mean, we have to make a move.
Thank you for telling that. Also, can you share a little bit about your personal experience, about your grandma, how you, also your daughter, how you are cultivating these values? And then.
Yeah, and I, for me, as a young child, I really felt it was really important because to root my kids into identity. I mean, that's one of my main things. I want them to know who they are. I never want them to question who they are, ever. And so when I was growing up, my grandma raised me from four on. She was always really strong in her identity. And she never was ever raised to feel like she was ashamed ever. And that came through to me, and I'm sharing that with my children because I don't want them to ever feel like they're less than when we're walking right here and where we come from, because there's a lot of people who share their ignorance regularly in a public setting. And so I always want them to be able to come back and be strong with who they are, because my son has a long tail he's had since he was born. It's like, you know, clear down to his butt now, and he's 13. And so he got a lot of grief about that growing up. And so we'd always have these talks about it. And so now he's really strong in it because he's 13 now or whatever. But we've had to sit down and have serious talks about that it's okay, because he was getting teased about it by people who just don't know. And then another story I wanted to share about my facial marking is that the racism is so prevalent. It's just outwardly. People just don't have no filter. And so that's pretty regularly. But what I also noticed, because that's been like 7 years now that I've had my facial marking, it was a healing for me to get it, because my grandmother at the time, right before I got it, she's like, honey, you don't want to do this. She's like, you don't want to get that. I was like, what? And this, I'm talking to my full-blooded grandma, you know? And then I was like, why are you saying that? And she's like, you don't want those problems. And it was out of love. It was out of love. And so I was like, still wasn't getting it. And I was just like, man, grandma, I don't know. I really have always wanted this. I want to carry this on, because this is what we've been given to pass on to my responsibility. And then she's like, oh, I don't know, man. And she's like, you don't really want this problem. So then I was like, prayed about it, thought about it. I'm like, man, I'm going to go ahead and do it, because I want to do it traditional. So I got tapped in by a traditional tattoo, Keone Nunez. He's a Hawaiian tattoo artist. Anyway, so I come back, get it. I got it, come back. And it was like a full circle healing, because my grandma cried. And she's like, it's beautiful. I love it. And I was like, I'm glad you do, because I was really having a hard time with it. And she goes, I just don't want you to have any problems. Because it's, you know, just, you're just going to attract more problems. And she's right. And it's so true. From the moment I got it, it hasn't non-stopped. It's just, people are just really ignorant. And I'll take my time with some people. Some people I don't. It depends on how you're approaching me. And if you're coming off to me like, oh, why did you put the barcode on your chin? I mean, that's so ugly. Or like, why would you do that? Or just the way people, I probably should take more time with those kind of people. But some, I tend not to, because I don't think I can reach their ignorance. So I don't know if they're just saying it just to do it or whatever out of spite, but that's helped me grow stronger as a woman in who I am.
That's amazing for everybody that is listening. Marva, you are sharing something that I think we have in common with the new generations facing all the sufferings that the oldest happened before us. They were taught maybe to don't get in troubles, to, you know, there were so many injustices and so many violence that in a certain way get to our eldest fear about what we can face as a youngest. And what you decide is, like, everybody's deciding in this table to say, no, I'm going to stand up. I'm going to be what I want to be. I'm going to say what my heart says, my mind says. I'm going to respect everybody. I'm looking for that respect. But departing with being honest with who am I and being clear with what I want from this world to be. So thank you, really. You are really representing that we want to recover as, mm-hmm. not as a survivor, so I just say, but as a traverse. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. I want to maybe, Marva, going on with the California Kitchen Project. You want to tell us about that?
Yeah, the California Kitchen's awesome non-native ran, native-led nonprofit through an affiliation with the Seventh Generation Fund, which is offering them the ability to apply for more funding, which I'm so honored to be on their board and help and guide the work too. And so the California Kitchen came out of the Standing Rock situation out there. There was a call that needed to be served. And so a group of people, which the Josephs led, came over there with a bunch of other people from this area to serve food and to be a help. And so at first, it was like more of the California Basin tribes and stuff like that. But then it was like all these California tribes were donating tons of different things to the kitchen to make it happen. So like, we're the California kitchen. So it worked, you know, because there's a lot of California tribes on the same boat with the kitchen. And it was a way to give back. It was a way to share our love for our people at a time when we really, really needed it. And it was the biggest event that involved the most tribes ever in the United States history, or our history, of bringing together 300 tribes out of the 550 or 570 that we have now. And it was just really a powerful situation that happened. And out of that work, the 6 months that they were over there, they came back over here, back home, and they're like, man, if we can serve food and take care of our people there, why can't we do it home? And so they were like, yeah, let's get this going. Like, let's do it. So we've been serving a hot meal every week. We did, I think, 8 weeks in a row. And then now we're working on funding. We've been applying for funding to keep it going. And so we serve a meal to whoever wants to come and eat. It doesn't matter what walk. The idea is to bring people together and talk about our issues. It's a place to come and share what we want for our communities, to come together and work on how are we going to protect our environment? How are we going to protect our water? How are we going to get these dams removed? How are we going to take big corporate business out of our environments? And when's enough enough? I mean, when has always got to be about the take, you know? It's always got to be about the take. And so we're about bringing our community together, every walk there is, to sit down and talk, make a place for that, to where we can dialogue and share our hopes and dreams and stuff that we want to do into action. So that's what we're doing right now. And we're collaborating with a lot of different people in the community, and we're hoping to build the program stronger as the funding comes in.
When is this happening?
We usually serve on Thursdays, but we haven't for a little bit because of the funding. And so we're waiting for some more funding to come in, and then we'll be putting that out and sharing that on our Facebook page, the California Kitchen, and then through like my feed and different board members' feeds and stuff.
Well, we're going to announce this when it's returning for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. It should be soon.
Yeah, I think it's a great initiative because, you know, people like food, you know, everyone here.
Yeah.
Brenda, you know, it's it's the best way to have a meeting to talk about the different issues, real issues, what's happening in this country, and not just in this country, in everywhere, you know. And I am really very, very grateful that you are part of that and doing that. I think that will be very important for the future, because I think food is important, and give the, you know, this what's happening, the problem, social problem, economic problem, just to, you know, sharing food and talking about that, I think is powerful. So
it is. It really is. And carrying our cultural value and making sure that's cemented in these conversations is really powerful, because, you know, we're land protectors and water protectors. And so we have to really go beyond the call of duty to make sure that's happening, because if we don't, who's going to be doing it? You know what I'm saying? So we really got to make sure our voice is there and we're action on the line. So we've been doing a lot of different actions with no LNG, the pipeline going through here in Oregon mainly. It's affecting all of our rivers. And so that's one of our main things that we're dealing with. And then we're also working on possibly trying to get something where we're getting the tribal nations or people to recognize the rights of Earth. So the rights of Mother Earth, like if they can get corporations to have rights and different public settings and stuff, why can't we get the Earth to be another person who, or another being of energy that's protected? So we're trying to get some kind of a thing moving where maybe tribes will sign on and protect the Earth. Not that we don't already, but like actually sign a resolution saying that we're going to be doing that.
I think that's amazing. And I like that you bring up the rights of Mother Earth. And I think that I've tried to, you know, have the language for that, but I don't. And I try my best. But yes, I think that we as humans feel like we are the, you know, we're the biggest thing that, the best, like, more and most important living thing that exists on this planet. And it really isn't, because we don't exist without the Earth, right? And yeah, I agree with you. Unfortunately, here in this life that we live in today, we do need documentation, unfortunately. Even if, you know, within our own beliefs, we don't believe in that, you know, we need some sort of legislator or whatever. But we do need it, and we've seen that with the movement for Centro del Pueblo and fighting for, you know,
sanctuary.
Yeah. And so I'm glad that you're doing that. And yeah, I mean, if we don't do it, who else will? I feel like, unfortunately, not enough people care about it. I feel like in this society that we live with, capitalism and all of these other oppressions, we become too busy to even consider, you know, fighting for the youth or taking time to educate ourselves on those issues. So I also think that the kitchen the California Kitchen is a great idea, and it's a way of you all coming together and like inviting your community in a less formal manner to learn about these issues that we all are affected by. So I'm just really grateful for you and for your actions in doing that.
Yes.
I'm excited about the work too.
Yeah, especially I was thinking, for example, as you say, the food, you know, many people is totally disconnected of the land, you know, even they don't are aware about the food, where it's come from, and they don't appreciate. And doing, I think, this program like you are doing, just to giving the conscience to people, aware where it come from, this food, just to be grateful for the food that we have. And I think that is say thanks to the earth too, because the earth is giving us that, you know.
That's why ceremony is so important. And right now it's ceremony time, and we do world renewal, acknowledgement of the earth and everything that we've given in the balance. And right now is jump dance, and that's what's happening right now in this community.
I think the message you just bring is super powerful. I want to send a big hug to Jean, the Yurok tribe, for organizing this meeting with the women of Humboldt County, you know, where we went together as Latinx and indigenous, and as we embracing our indigeneity, and just remembering the grandmas and how we used to be super close to the Pachamama, to the Mother Earth, to the land, to the la Madre Tierra. So, Jean, a big hug for you. Thank you for inviting us, for including us, for letting us be part of this ceremony, of this sharing food ceremony. And what is this happening around food when you can share that moment and where you are being alive and you're being aware and you are organic and you are being feeding? That's just a the biggest ceremony, I guess. This is a statement of we are alive and we can do better and we can fight better if we are together.
Food's medicine.
Food is medicine. I want to ask something to Tate, and maybe it's about the workshops you were announcing in the first part of the show. I would like to know the dates. Let's start with that. Do you have the dates for the workshops, the planning?
So it's a series, and we always recommend that you start with the Planning for Success, because it's the very first one, unless you're already in business and you want to specifically focus on marketing or finances. I believe the next one, it should be in September, but I know for a fact that there's one happening in October, on October 17th.
Okay, no worry about, we are going to have a second part in August, right?
Right.
And we can have a calendar then.
Right.
Maybe I can change my question saying like, who is these people that can be eligible for the grants, for the support, for having these advices?
Okay, so the business advising that we offer at the North Coast Small Business Development Center is completely free and open to anyone. The courses and the scholarship that goes along with that, it is based on your income level and the amount of, like, the people in your family. So me as a, you know, student or recent graduate, I'm only supporting myself mostly, so in basic, very low income, I'm eligible for that scholarship. And what we find is that most people in this county are actually eligible for the scholarship.
That's amazing. Also, because we are pretending to have, or we really want to have this access to resources, like, as we said, to having like more, I don't know, not struggling at this level with housing, with food, with access to services.
Right.
And so thank you for doing that. That's a public service.
Yeah, and I mean, if I may just say a little bit more, it's the Small Business Development Center really is an amazing resource, and we aren't the only center. We are in Eureka, but this exists all over the United States. We're actually a smaller nonprofit under the Small Business Administration from the federal government. So these resources are available in whatever community that you live in. And like I said, you're getting free business advising from people who are experts in their fields. Can't put a price on that. So it's really amazing.
It is. In your experience, how many diverse people participate in this advising? You know, like, I want to imagine who is visiting this office, everybody, or just white people, or just Latinx people?
Okay, so it is predominantly white. And I will say that most of the time when I'm doing in a workshop or in a place there that is a group of people, I am probably the only black person as well. Not, you know, all the time, but more likely than not. And then there are people who, like Latinx people who do come in, and that's actually my my position at this moment is expanding the resources to be available in Spanish, because that's a huge barrier that we realized. Actually, my supervisor, she started in 2016 as the director of the center, and then 2017 she secured funding to be able to expand the resources, and then actually 2 weeks ago we just contracted 2 translators and interpreters. So we are definitely trying to serve the community and have our clients reflect the community.
Well, that's amazing. Maybe that's better to say it in Spanish so that people get jump on this. Do you want to invite people to come in Spanish?
Oh, man. Well, it's, pues, en el centro, ahora estamos en el proceso de expandir nuestros recursos para servir a la comunidad hispanohablante. Y hace 2 semanas conseguimos 2 mujeres para trabajar con nosotros como intérpretes y traductores. Y en octubre, de hecho, vamos a, ojalá que ofrezcamos nuestros talleres en español. Y también ojalá que podamos tener nuestros, ¿cómo se dice? Advising sessions.
Nuestra sección de consejos.
Eso. cuando alguien quiere. Ahora, si alguien está en el condado de Humboldt y quiere visitarnos y quiere pedir ayuda o apoyo, podemos llamar a las mujeres y empezamos pronto, como cuando ellos quieren.
Maravilloso. Muchas gracias, de verdad, por proveer este servicio ahora en español también. Entonces, sí. con nuevas traductoras, nuevas intérpretes. ¿Le quieres repetir al público, tal vez en inglés o en español, cómo tú te sientes, el teléfono para de este lugar para hacer citas?
El número es 707-445-9720.
Excelente.
And the extension is 212. So, 212.
Yeah.
Excelente.
Okay, my last question, I guess, is what is the main purpose of the organization? That will be great for the audience to keep.
The main purpose of the center is really to make sure that businesses are thriving in Humboldt County, because small businesses are the basis of the community's economy. So just making sure that people have the resources and, you know, we don't have to pay thousands of dollars to have marketing experts or people who, you know, specialize in accounting and all these different things come into our businesses, but having those services for free to ensure that their success.
I can see that in the future we'll have a lot of diverse, you know, like businesses is what I'm seeing. That's great. And, you know, again, it comes to the point of, you know, what are the things that we want and that we need in this community? And then because we don't usually have, the language and the terminology and the knowledge of that, of, you know, being a business owner and stuff like that, we kind of like restrict ourselves from doing that. But if, you know, we have, you know, these resources that are willing to help us and guide us through the process, I can see Humboldt County being a more diverse and stronger community for all of us. And then, you know, in which we can provide products or whatever it is that you want to do with your business to the community that needs them, you know. And we see that a lot now, which like people want to go look for certain items and they can't find them because, you know, they're not offered here. And I can see that being, you know, growth. And that's always great.
It is great. And I can imagine if we can access to better jobs, even being our own bosses, and mix that with the very ancient, respectful thought about Mother Earth, we can be success. If we are starting something, an economy, and we can do it the way that we don't damage anything in the environment, or we can just be sustainable, as people say, that would be great. Just bring those values to our own business. I hope so. I hope that happens. I hope we can have this conversation, this dialogue between what we have in these studios, Tate and Marva, that are representing 2 big ideas and in this community, in Humboldt County. And if we can mix those talks and those expertises, I think we can go far, people. Let's dream.
Ooh, you're going to have the rest of California trying to move to Humboldt County.
So do you know any indigenous people or tribe here involved in the organizations?
No, actually, I don't. And the right now with the grant that my supervisor secured, we are only focusing on expanding to offer our resources in Spanish. But we definitely have a desire to be able to offer our resources in any language that people need them in. So like I said, we don't necessarily have the funding in this moment, but in the future, we'd like to be able to offer services to people who in the Hmong community, people who are in the indigenous communities. And, you know, actually, as I'm speaking, I realize there was a person who recently came into the center and we did help them secure a loan. And they are a part of the Karuk tribe. And so that is one person that I would say that I do know who worked with us directly. We helped them secure a loan and it was a success.
Great.
Yeah. I love it. Well, we are going to start closing this table maybe with the last thoughts or the last message you want to send to the people of Radio Bilingüe and Charlando con la Raza. What do you want to say to say bye, Taydan?
I would like to invite people to come to visit the North Coast Small Business Development Center. It's, like I said, located at 520 E Street. It's behind the parking lot where it's shared with Starbucks. And come visit us. If you have any questions, feel free to give us a call. The number is, once again, 707-445-9720, and the extension is 212. And if you want to send us an email, you can always send us an email as well at info@northcoastsbdc.org. And then also, we're in the process of looking for someone who's a business advisor. So if you're a person who is experienced with small businesses and you are bilingual, we would love to meet with you and talk to you and possibly talk about, you know, contracting you to work with us to be able to offer that help to the Spanish-speaking community here.
Awesome. Nice. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for inviting me. I appreciate it.
My Marva. Mi Marva. Marva, I mean, so many things. I want to invite you to come back always. This space and this studio and this microphone is for you. It's open always. Charlando is this. It's like the space where we can share. Next time, maybe we can bring food. Like, maybe.
Yeah.
I would like to, Marva, what do you want to tell us to people that is listening Radio Bilingüe?
I just want to say that I'm a strong supporter of the Sanctuary Initiative here in Humboldt County. And I'm honored that to work with Central del Pueblo in supporting that initiative. And I'm grateful for the dialogues we've had with the Wiyot tribe, and that we're going to be acknowledging those relationships in a more formal way on August 25th up at the Wiyot Days. So I'm excited to be a part of that. We're looking forward to that. I'm honored to come and represent my people here in this fashion. This is where my heart is. I work with my people, and I love our community, and all of our community, and I want us to all thrive and do good. I want us to all make it, and we want to make sure that totem pole's coming down in McKinleyville soon. We want to make sure the access to the trail that's going through a village site in Trinidad is removed, rerouted. I mean, there's a lot of issues on the forefront for us to make sure they're making sure that's happening. So I definitely will see you guys at the next actions coming up, and Josiah and his case and all that is really important.
Definitely, Marva.
Thank you both of you for coming, and you know, gracias a la gente que nos ha escuchado y nos sigue escuchando. Ojalá que estas conversaciones, you know, puedan tener crear conciencia en sus propios hogares, como siempre decimos. Ojalá que tengan conversaciones con sus familias, con sus amigos, y que así aprendemos. El aprendizaje está donde quiera, y hoy tuvimos el privilegio de tener a dos personas expertas en diferentes áreas que nos han enseñado bastante, y ojalá que sea el inicio de una conversación más grande. Y es todo.
Ya, muchas gracias también a toda nuestra audiencia y también a los invitados por venir aquí a Charlando con la Raza y compartir su experiencia. Y bueno, yo creo que como Brenda decía, que la economía de alguna manera creo que necesita el soporte de todos nosotros, pero cómo hacemos que las pequeñas pequeños negocios sea también disponible para todos, ¿no? Creo que la gente de alguna manera está teniendo algunos problemas económicos y quieren empezar con unos pequeños negocios, y la verdad es que hay mucho trabajo y papeleos que hacer aquí en América, quizás latino, la gente latina quisiera empezar un negocio, y creo que eso es lo que Cheira estaba hablando. Muchas gracias más bien por compartir esa experiencia. Creo que ha sido un buen consejo. Hoy día hemos hecho buena entrevista a dos importantes personajes que han venido acá y han dado su punto de vista, y muchísimas gracias a todos.
Hey, Marva, why you don't teach us how to say welcome or how to say hi?
Oh, yeah, we can do that. So, Don Nayash. Don Nayash is when you see someone in person, like it's at a home or something. You don't say that on the phone. Like you're saying, come on in, like basically welcome, come on in. Don Nayash.
Don Nayash.
And then like an informal way to greet somebody is Delaha.
Delaha.
Delaha, it's like, what's up? You know, it's like an informal greeting.
Delaha.
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 Stop.
Don
Nayash.
Don Nayash. Delaha. Yeah,
Delaha. Oh, this is great. How we can say thank you?
Shushaninla.
Shanila,
and that means Shanila. Good you've done for me.
Oh.
Good like you've done amazing. For me. So much better.
Yeah. Shanila.
Yeah.
And then Shutnanila would be you're welcome, like good I've done for you. You know, when you acknowledge that, that's what the direct translation is. Shutshanila and Shutnanila.
So this is the lessons of
Talawa.
Talawa.
Talawa Dini. We're a member of the Na Dene language family. It's also known as the Athabascan language family. So we're related to they consider us the coastal Athabascans, which is Hoopa, Wailaki, Talawa. Up north, we have a lot of connection with the tribes up in Oregon. Our land base is 2/3 in Oregon. So we don't recognize the 42nd parallel, the Oregon and California border. And so it goes right through our homeland. So, but 2/3 of our homeland's in Oregon. And then we come down to Wilson Creek and we buffer with the Yurok tribe right there at Wilson Creek. Go up to the Sixes River and over to the Applegate River.
Wow.
Wow.
So in Talawa, Danayash, Delaha, and Shanila.
Yeah, Shanila.
Shanila. Thank you so much, Marva. And with these lessons, with only listening the words that are here from ancient times and that don't recognize borders, with these words says, sanctuary for everybody.
Yes, yes.
And... Adiós.
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 Shanila.
Shanila.